The next patient is Barbara Miller. The last name is M-I-L-L-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old white female that is a patient referred by Mrs. Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, Canary, C-A-N-A-R-A, P-A-C, for evaluation of a CKD stage 3B. Period. This patient has a history of right hydronephrosis that was of right hydronephrosis that was associated to the formation of what seems to be a staghorn calculus that was removed by the urology service in the Sarasota city, period. Sarasota is S-A-R-A-S-O-T-A, period. The patient was recently evaluated by a renal dynamic MAG, M-A-G, 3 scan, and the split function was 12% in the right kidney and 88% in the left kidney, period. The patient has a BUN of 30, creatinine 1.66, and an estimated EFR of 34 mLs per minute. Of note is the fact that the patient has calcifications in the right kidney and remaining calcifications. Excuse me, the patient that has two small calcifications in the right kidney and in the two small calcifications in the left kidney and atrophy and calcifications of the right kidney, period. This was determined in August of 2021, period. And the patient has comorbidities that are associated to diabetes mellitus, that is insulin dependent, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, and status post several PCIs, more than four. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient has arterial hypertension that is a comorbidity for the CKD3B. This arterial hypertension could be part of the natural history of diabetes that is more than 10 years that has been present, and or associated to the interstitial nephritis related to the stones, period. Following number, the patient has nephrolithiasis. This nephrolithiasis could be associated to infection, but could be associated to some other factors that we are going to investigate. The 24-hour stone protocol will be ordered. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. The patient is going through the donut hole in Medicare and has been very difficult to get the Treceva to control the blood sugar. For the patient has following number coronary artery disease with multiple stents, questionable aortic stenosis. The patient is followed by Dr. Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, for that purpose. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spent 20 minutes seeing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face and physical examination, and 10 minutes in the documentation.